Welcome back to Democracy Truth, Arizona. I'm April from the League of Women Voters, and today we're diving deep into the world of ballot measures, those powerful tools that let Arizonans be lawmakers. Joining me is Suzanne, a fellow member of the League of Women Voters, to shed some light on this crucial aspect of our state's democratic process.
Thanks for having me, April. It's exciting to talk about how Arizonans can take matters into their own hands and shape our future through ballot measures.
I have heard terms like initiatives, referendums, propositions, and ballot measures used when it comes to voting. What are we talking about here?
Certainly, it can be confusing since these terms are sometimes used interchangeably. However, they refer to specific processes. Initiatives and referendums are procedures established by the Arizona Constitution that empower citizens to propose new laws or repeal existing ones. The term ballot measure is a general category that includes initiatives, referendums, and propositions.
Okay, so are initiatives and referendums the same thing?
No, because they take different paths to get on the ballot, kind of like the options for building a custom home. With a referendum, lawmakers design laws and then ask us, the voters, whether we like them or not.
Oh, so like picking out a pre-designed house from a builder. But what if we don't like the choices?
Well, with an initiative, we, the voters, are the architects. We design the new law or constitutional amendment if we're not happy with the options our state legislature is building for us. Either way, registered voters get to be the final deciders.
Wow, that's empowering. How hard is it for citizens to get an initiative on the ballot?
The first step with an initiative is to get enough registered voters to agree that the citizen-initiated proposal is something that they'd like to see on the ballot. This is done by asking registered voters to sign a petition.
Oh, so a citizen idea can't just go straight to the ballot?
Correct. And then the signature requirement depends on what you're proposing. To get on the 2024 ballot for a constitutional amendment, it's a bit over 383,000 verified signatures, while an initiative amending a law requires over 255,000.
So let's say that signatures have been gathered, meeting the minimum threshold. What then?
There's actually a pretty rigorous process that kicks in at this point. But first, even before the signatures are collected, the Secretary of State's office verifies the basic format and legalities of the petition. Think of it like checking the seams on a baseball before the game starts.
Makes sense. You got to make sure it's legal, right?
Absolutely. Once the language is green-lighted and signatures collected, the real fun begins, signature verification. This is where the boxes of signed petitions get cracked open and each signature gets scrutinized with the eagle eye of trained county recorders. Every dot, every loop, every letter is compared to voter registration records, and only verified signatures count toward the minimum threshold needed.
Wow, that sounds tedious and challenging.
It is, but it's crucial. Every valid signature is a voice, and ensuring their authenticity is the cornerstone of this whole process.
Okay, let's say enough initiative signatures are gathered and verified. What happens next?
The Secretary of State's office then certifies the initiative and assigns it a proposition number.
But what about the other side of the coin? What about when the legislature puts something on the ballot for us to decide? Do those, I think you called them referendums, require citizen signatures on petitions before getting on a ballot?
No. In Arizona, the legislature doesn't have to collect signatures before putting a new law or constitutional amendment on the ballot. This is known as a legislative referral. meaning that the legislature is referring the issue to the voters, giving them a direct say through their vote.
Okay, but why wouldn't they just pass laws and constitutional amendments themselves? We elected them, after all.
That's a valid observation. Legislators may have several reasons for this. First, if the legislature is proposing a change to the Arizona Constitution, the proposed change has to be put on the ballot for the voters to decide. This ensures that significant constitutional changes receive direct input from the public.
I see.
Additionally, there could be differing opinions on whether a proposed law is beneficial, and the legislature wants the public to weigh in before passing a law. Importantly, once a law or constitutional amendment has been voted into existence by the public, it can only be amended. This means that decisions made by voters carry significant weight and are not easily reversed.
Oh, so if citizens say yes to a proposition, it's difficult to undo it.
Exactly. And here's another crucial reason legislators put something on the ballot through a process called concurrent resolution.
Wait, what's a concurrent resolution?
It's the process used by the legislature to refer a bill to the ballot. A resolution does not require the governor's signature, unlike the process of enacting a typical law. This procedural difference can make referendums an attractive option for certain legislative actions where direct voter approval is sought without additional hurdles.
Interesting. No need for the governor's signature. So does it go through any sort of approval process before it gets on the ballot?
Yes, the Senate and the House both have to pass it with as little as a simple majority. Then it goes to the Secretary of State with a request to put this issue on the upcoming ballot.
Oh, so only one vote could put it on the ballot. And then what? Do we just see it as prop number something on the ballot?
Yes, like the citizen initiative, the Secretary of State assigns a number, and now it's up to us to decide. Referendums are a powerful tool for keeping legislative branch accountable and ensuring the people's voices are heard, even on issues beyond just citizen-led initiatives.
Okay, so after all this, the people finally get their say at the ballot box by voting. And then what?
The votes are counted, the dust settles, and the people's will wins, whichever side prevails. A new law or constitutional amendment gets enacted, an existing one gets changed, or the status quo remains. It's all in the hands of the voters.
Wow, I'm excited to learn that voters have this incredible power. But with this power, how do we make sure we're informed and voting wisely?
That's where resources from the League of Women Voters come in. We offer nonpartisan information on all ballot measures through vote411.org. It's a one-stop shop for reliable, nonpartisan explanations of the propositions, including the pros and cons.
That's fantastic. Knowing where to find reliable information is crucial for making informed decisions.
Absolutely. Remember, every vote counts and your voice matters. Ballot measures are our chance to shape Arizona's future. So let's make sure we exercise this power responsibly.
Thanks for that incredible insight, Suzanne. On behalf of the League of Women Voters Arizona, when you receive your mail-in ballot or prepare to vote in person, we encourage everyone to visit vote411.org to learn more about the upcoming ballot measures in 2024 and make your voice heard. This podcast has been brought to you by the League of Women Voters of Arizona. We are a nonpartisan grassroots civic organization that encourages informed and active participation in government. We work to increase understanding of major public policy issues and influence public policy through education and advocacy. With over 100 years of experience, the League is one of America's oldest and most trusted civic nonprofit organizations. Thank you again for joining us today.